From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. North Korea launched another intercontinental ballistic missile Friday, the second such launch in just a few weeks. Michael Elman at the International Institute for Strategic Studies commented and said Pyongyang had two objectives.
One is to further prove and establish the reliability of the one they tested in July, the ICBM they tested. But I think they'll want to make improvements to it by reconfiguring the second stage.
The U.S. said the missile traveled about 1,000 kilometers laterally before splashing down in the Sea of Japan. Pakistan's Supreme Court has disqualified Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif from holding public office and ordered him to step down immediately. VOA's Philip Alexio.
The court convicted Sharif on charges of amassing overseas assets, concealing them, and living beyond his means. The five-member panel of judges also ordered anti-corruption authorities to swiftly open investigations into Sharif's daughter, Maryam Nawaz, her husband and Pakistani finance minister, Ishaq Dar. The charges against the Sharif family and others stem from leaked financial documents known as the Panama Papers, which listed the prime minister's children as holders of offshore bank accounts and posh overseas properties. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
Russia's foreign ministry said Friday it is imposing countermeasures on the U.S. in response to new sanctions approved by Thursday in the U.S. Congress. The U.S. State Department official said on background Friday, "We have received the Russian government notification," and Ambassador John F. Teft expressed his strong disappointment and protest. Russia proposes reducing the number of U.S. personnel to equal the number working in the United States. This is VOA News.